Yeah, hello, Chase.
Hi, is this Lawrence?
Yeah, is this Chase, or who am I speaking to?
This is Daniel.
Daniel.
Yep.
Okay, and you're at with Orbit under
Yes.
under Chase.
Yep.
You like your, the boss of all, a bunch of teams. General manager.
Well,
Running
Lawrence.
around looking like a chicken with his head cut off sometimes. Hey, you
Okay.
bet. Yeah, nice guy. We've had a lot of conversations the last few days. And you're Daniel, and you're on this team of mine.
Yeah, I will work as a project manager. Whatever changes and designs related to changes have to be made on your website, I will do that.
Okay. And
Okay.
I'll be able to do a screen sharing process and see all the things that you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Lawrence, let me do a quick
Yeah,
review.
the first thing we're trying to do is fix this eternal loop that I get in once a year when something like my Outlook, Windows Outlook Mail, is up for renewal. And all of a sudden I can't seem to, it gives me the option of having a code sent to like a cell phone and as a text message. But I don't have a cell phone. I mean, I sit next to this hard line that's right next to me, like 8 inches from my fingertips at all times, you know. And it's an extender phone, so I just lift it off the recharger and I take calls. And I'm here mainly, that's where I don't run around, I don't go off in a car, I really don't, when I do drive, it's like a half a block in any one direction to do the errands at all the stores that are all around us. I'm 72 young, I'm a Tai Chi master, I'm very able and capable, but, you know, the computer universe is still codes and all the things that are required. I get a little behind on what I'm supposed to be staying up on, and that's why I hired, a web developer in the past, a few different companies from the very inception of my online Tai Chi Academy with over 40 Tai Chi training and demo videos, PDFs, Tai Chi articles, Tai Chi, recommended readings, Tai Chi book list, and Tai Chi flyers that you can download from different areas that, might be of interest to people that are local to me. And then I do like a private lesson in a beautiful pine tree grove that's just has energy and is gorgeous, and just we can find a time when nobody else is hardly there. So it's a great class, a private, about $50 an hour. I give a little more on the $50 for the doing part for an hour, and then a little, discussion is mixed in, for an extra 20 minutes or 30 minutes. But the more work we do, the faster people learn the whole traditional long form. I represent the historical lineage of the Yang style Tai Chi as taught to me by the Dong family and their system of training, which is a direct transmission. They don't talk it. The old guys did, and my older first two Tai Chi masters were students of the father and the grandfather, actually the grandfather and the great-grandfather. And when the third generation grandmaster came to L.A. to make his living, I was formally introduced by one of the old guys, and they just did it in Chinese, and, he didn't speak good English, but he finally spoke up after they talked a while, and he looks at me and says, "Oh, yeah, you not have a lot of money. Don't worry. You not pay me. You just help me. And you have class, UCLA, lots of students out here. You tell them come to me too, send them here," which I did, of course. And, all through my whole career, I train them, get them ready for the Grand Masters program, which, they're already, learn their slow set. That gets them in the door. And then there's also training in a fast form and special fast slow sets and Tai Chi knife and a sword, double sticks and staff. Actually two knife sets, the second one being the special knife that's taught last of everything. and all combat and push hands training. And I was an assistant to the Grand Master. I was a young man. He said, "You come and help me," you know, so I did. Told all my students about them, and, you know, they were already, you know, interested in the program that was outdoors on Saturday mornings where I began my training with one of the older Chinese gentlemen, the one that Master Ho, who introduced me to the Grand Master, gave him the, you know, pitch on my behalf. And that was a long, long time ago, like 50 years have gone by. And I spent 30-some-odd years as the California Regional Representative and Director of my own programs, having my own Tai Chi Academy and acupuncture clinic, being the youngest licensed acupuncturist in 1976. How's that? Here in California and for the whole U.S., I was like in the earliest group that were licensed. So I had an illustrious career as a holistic healer, and fixed all the things that the doctors couldn't understand or help. And when they came to me, I saw the energetic imbalances that were the source of the root of the problem, corrected those things, a little chiropractic manipulation, all the things that I learned, I put together in a holistic method. Anyway, I'm kind of retired from all that. I radiate a spiritual energy now, a divine light through my hands. And that people are amazed when I do that. They go, "Wow, what just happened?" You know, they see things too. You know, there was a light bulb going on in my head. What was that? Yeah, well, that's always there, but sometimes it's not open enough. And this energy opens a portal in the center of your brain, and that's when you see that light in there while your eyes are closed. You can actually see it. So I do that. That's like a divine labor, you know, we call it divine service. And I don't really charge for that stuff anymore. But, you know, I have Tai Chi students, and they come every now and then. And, you know, they ask me at the end of class, "Can you give me a little of that experience of the divine light?" And I go, "Sure, sure. Just a few minutes, you know, sit down here and do it. Close your eyes. Maybe offer a prayer over them." And so I'm kind of well known. I'm the only Caucasian gentleman that's considered a master by the historical lineage. Grand Master said to me long ago, "Well, you're already a master of Tai Chi, you know, and, you know, wherever you go, you run it as your business, Master Carroll's Tai Chi Academy." And at one point I had a son sitting with me. He's been pals since he was a kid, and he's all grown up now as four boys of his own, over 10 years or so. The oldest are already training, of course, all the time. And this is their family. You know, they just practice Tai Chi and teach Tai Chi, and it's like a direct lineage training transmission. They don't talk it. They just do it with you. And the energy just goes over the whole room, whether there's 50 or 100 people packed in there. You just can't even explain to somebody what this energy feels like. It's just beautiful. And it has the Tai Chi movements are all coded in the energy. So when you practice the movements, the energy is there, and it certainly does encourage good practitioners, you know, people that practice. Because if you don't practice, you really don't learn, and you don't develop a discipline. And if you can't do the long, slow form, which is like 40 minutes plus, when done at a really slow pace, truly a Zen, Tai Chi moving meditation, and really slow. And, of course, we do it at a little faster pace, which still seems pretty slow, even at 30 minutes. And we have fast forms, too, which are lightning explosive fast. Takes just a couple of minutes to go through the whole thing. Any event, I created this incredible online website when I got told by my teacher's son that I should do that. That he knew his dad wasn't going to go for it. He didn't want to have videos on the internet or anything like that of him, you know, other than maybe one here or one there, but not a whole library of his entire school, the repertoire that's this historical teaching that they transmit. But he thought it was a great idea, and that it was something that I should do in memory of all the Tai Chi masters that came before his, you know, he, him, and his the connections to his grandparents, and just memorialize all their teachings that they gave me. And I created Tai Chi articles and holistic articles, and you know, I have a book, kind of a Tai Chi book list with links. So I've got all kinds of interactive things on the site, and 40 Tai Chi training demos and lesson files that are from the very beginning of warm-ups and Qigong exercises and long slow Tai Chi training, breaking it down slowly in this increments.
All right, Lawrence.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. There's an incoming call,
yes,
which has got to be a phony call.
About, Lawrence, can you check your email? So actually, I sent you the teamwork invitation. I believe you got that. Can you check it?
Yeah, I have the
so did you,
the information.
Did you accept it?
And I was in. Hold on a minute, Daniel. I already have it open, but I guess I'm going to go backwards now.
Uh huh. So you already downloaded the form, or you haven't downloaded it?
I have the web brief form, right? It's the first document. There's also a download for it, but
mm-hmm.
it doesn't seem, nothing that I do works.
Mm-hmm.
So if I click on it, it opens up, and it has teamwork, and it says ODA/RWD/FIA. And I put in an email address, which I first put in my home address, the computer I'm on right now.
No, you don't need to be. You don't need to be. I just sent you the email. Please check your inbox one more time.
You're saying you just sent another email to me.
Yes.
Hold on.
Yes. Uh huh.
Okay. Wait a minute. Well, I'm in my own Master Carol file with all the stuff I've dragged into the file from your company. And now let me go here. Okay. I see you're not Blacklist, okay. I don't see you yet, so let me scroll down if I can, or there's not enough. No, I don't see it yet. See, this is really the problem. Hold on.
I believe so. So you open your inbox, you will have email from the teamwork, so you need to be accept my invitation. Like, once you open the form or, like, email, so we'll have a button, right? A blue color button, get started button. So you need to click on it. Once you click on it, you need.
Hold on, please. Please hold on. I don't see it yet. Okay, here's a now it's here. Sam Jones. You've been added. Okay, hold on. Give the get started button. That's what you want me to press, right? The blue rectangular button that says get started. Hello?
I'm here. Yes, please click on the get started button.
Okay. Let's see what happens now. Okay, so the first name, my first name is Lawrence, the middle name is Todd, and my last name is Carol. So it should be Lawrence Todd Carol. But if you want my first name only, you don't want me to put in the last name, the middle name, which would be Lawrence for first name and Carol for last. Okay, I'm still wondering about why am I not seeing the email here. You just have my name. Hi, Lawrence, welcome.
You need to be create your account there, right? You need to be create your account first. Once you create your account, please do let me know. Like, put your first name and last name and a password there, right? Then you will need to be check mark on the on both options, and then you create your account first. Please do that for me, so I can.
Wait
let
a
you know.
Minute, just you gotta go slow with me, and I'm having a hard time understanding you, just because you are, you know, I can almost say you sound a little Asian. And there's more calls coming in here. It's driving me crazy. We get all these phony calls all day long that are just phony spam calls. All right, now my question to you is, you put my first name as Lawrence Todd. That's the middle name. Should I erase Todd and just use Lawrence?
Yes, please.
For the first name and Carol for the last? That's my big question for you. Unless you want to nickname me at the company as Lawrence Todd as my first name.
Yeah, it's up to you. If you want to use that, that's totally up to you, right? No problem.
Well, let's just do it correctly.
You can use first name and last name.
That's what I'm asking you.
Uh-huh.
All right, so Lawrence Carroll, first name and last name, and I'm going to reemphasize that by clicking on it. Now we have it correct. Okay. So first name is Lawrence, last name is Carroll with a K. Now the next thing is create a password. Is that what I'm supposed to fill in here?
Yes, please.
And I'll make up my own password.